about the fruit of the Spirit.
跟这首诗歌有相关的。
And it's related to this song here.
当我们看到这首诗歌的时候啊。
And when we sing this song,
我们看到有几个步啊，有没有数过你们？
And we see, you know, a few times about what love isn't, and it's mentioned about eight times.
There, no, no, no. 什么意思啊？你要否定自己。
And so, what does this repetition mean? It means we have to, you know, forsake ourselves.
常常在我们日常的生活里面，这个。我们圣经也教导我们，就是约翰福音里面讲，他说的一粒麦子若不是死的，啊，人就是一粒，啊，你死了以后会埋在土里面，会结出多个果子来，对不对
？And so it's like what it says in the Bible in the Gospel of John, how you know unless a seed falls, it won't be able to bear more fruit. So similarly for us, you know, it's kind of like dying to ourselves so that we can bear more fruit.
这首诗歌很好，这首诗歌全世界里面所有文章里面的所有讲爱里面的没有一个比这个更好。你去找，找到了你告诉我。
因为这是神的话。
Yeah, and so the song and the verse that it's based off of, you know, it's really great. And, you know, in the whole world, there's not another place in literature and anywhere else that speaks of love in this way.
对不对？同意啊，那个，但是有时候啊，你讲太多波了也是不好，变成一个什么？变成一个自卑了也不好。
But sometimes, you know, saying, you know, using the word, you know, the negative words, it might cause people to feel self-pity.
是不是这样的？这个中国人的有一个特征呢、啊，这个不是太多。不是太多了，常常在美国啊，咱有时候被人家就是少看中国人。
Negative，
中国人就是说，他有时候不是你谦卑是很好，你不要自卑呀、啊，老是感觉到比人家差一截，这个也是不好。所以真正的就是说，要是要我们做的不亢不卑。
So you know, something about you know Chinese culture is that people tend to use a negative mindset to talk about themselves, and oftentimes it leads to you know, especially in an American culture, sometimes Asians or Chinese people maybe kind of you know look down upon because it creates a sense of self pity. Now it's good to have.Humility, but not self-pity.
翻译得非常好，翻译得非常好，这个意思转达得非常好。所以，我们中国人做一个华人要警醒，怎么的是？有时候太谦卑了，也是变成一个虚伪了。
So for us, you know, Asians and Chinese people, sometimes we have to be more aware because sometimes.That form of humility may cause us to be. Hypocritical.
Hypocrite.
Okay.
Yeah, hypocrite. 我们来看看那个 link 上面的有一个很好的那个演讲啊，那个讲得很好。是，
开始了。
好，只有30分钟，忍耐一下子，很好的。
You know, my very first published photographs were on the pages of the National Geographic. I still find that hard to believe. I mean, it was crazy, but that's what happened. I was 26 years old, and Bob Gilka, the head of photography at the Geographic, called me back to their headquarters in Washington, D.C. to give me my marching orders. And I remember standing in the lobby of what they call Explorers Hall, and I was looking at giant globes and dog sleds and submersibles and flags planted on Everest and surrounded by the most beautiful photographs I'd ever seen in my life. How was I going to prove that I was worthy of working here? And then I was taken upstairs and into Bob's office. Bob was a blunt man, just straight and to the point, and honestly, a little scary. Well, that morning, I was completely unprepared for what he said to me. He stopped me cold. He changed the way I did everything from that day forward. He looked at me from over his desk and he said, "You know, DeWitt, the people who photograph for this magazine are the best in the world. You don't have to prove yourself." I don't have to prove myself. I mean, honestly, that's all I've been thinking about since I got the assignment. "You don't have to prove yourself," he continued. "But by God, every day you had better improve yourself." The words went in. Don't prove yourself. Improve yourself. Bob was still talking. He said, "You know, I want you to spend your time every day trying to be better than you were yesterday. If you learn something that'll help the others, well, then share it. That way we'll all get better faster. Don't prove yourself. Improve yourself. Otherwise, you're fired." First, listen. I don't know blocks. I don't know how many times I've thought about it, how many times I've acted on it since that day in Bob's office. Don't prove yourself, improve yourself. And you know, living that lesson, I've come to see that life really is a lot more about cooperation than it is about competition. It wasn't proving myself or taking others down that allowed me to succeed. It was simply consciously, continuously improving myself. Refining my skills, honing my wisdom, focusing my vision. Ultimately, the only person I was trying to surpass was me.
Amen.
To improve. Improve.
好不好?那个大家听了有什么感想
？How does everyone feel about this？
你可以讲一讲。啊，当我这个我跟我妻子一起听的时候，我们有一个回音，就是什么？第一个那个 proof 的话，这个人呢，就是说有两种心态，第一个就是说。第一种人就是很骄傲，我要 prove 我自己很好，比你好，比每个人好，我要 prove 他有一个骄傲的心。对，第二个呢，他有一个自卑的心，刚好两极相反。那个自卑的人呢，他有时候他要想翻身，你知道吧？他就要需要就是说有一个。有一个那个向上的那个，就是说要那个给人竞争呀，要一个谦卑的，不是谦卑，有一个就是说自卑，心里面感到那个比如说感到不安全或者不安的什么样子的。Sorry.
So, you know, when I listened to watch this with my wife, you know, we had a thought about what the word prove meant, and we thought about, you know, how among people, you know, there's two forms of, you know, an attempt to prove, and one is, you know, someone trying to be better than others, trying to show that they're the best, and then the other one is, you know, sometimes people, you know, fall into self-pity, into, you know, feeling, you know, a lack of peace or I guess like self-security.
我希望 这一个很简单的那个三分钟给我们有一个生命上有一个改变。
And I hope that, you know, this simple 3 minutes, you know, I hope that this video kind of, changes the way we live.
他这里讲到我们的敌人就是我们自己。
And what this video is really saying is that our enemy is ourselves.
对不对？对，我们有个祷告。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，让我们有一个美好的主日，大家来分享你的信息。愿你的圣灵与我们说话。谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。Do you want me to?
No. 我刚才 interrupt 久了，我是不是那个祷告以前就是 interrupt 久了？那个我们现在言归正题，好不好？那个我们这个很多的时候我们都会背会读会唱歌也会唱啊，大家都晓得。那现在我要问大家一个问题，我们能不能够行得出来？
So often, you know, these words, you know, we can memorize, we can read, and, you know, we can talk about it, but, you know, how many of us can live it out?
这个就是现代的科学，好像我们读圣经给读那个什么 information science 一样的。
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, the age that we live in.
Just for knowledge.
You know, just we have a lot of knowledge.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们做不出来。
But brothers and sisters, we're unable to live this out completely.
为什么做不出来？
And why?
这个问题就是为什么做不出来
？And why aren't we able to?
这个你看，这里是有八个不，八个 no， 你能够 deny 你的 self 吗
？Yeah, and here you know, like there are eight.Do nots or does nots, and you know, can we really deny ourselves?
我们仔细想想看啊，那个我今天最主要的问题呢，就是我也常常思想这一首爱的篇章，爱的诗歌。
So let us, you know, think carefully, because I often, you know, reflect and meditate.On this verse about what love is.
Yeah, 我想我刚刚给大家也发过我自己今天早上在那个后面写下来的临时写下来的啊。那个第一个呢，就是说最主要的原因呢，因为我们每一个基督徒没有吃圣灵的果子。
And you know, on.What I wrote down on the paper was that the first thing is because as Christians, you know, we have not, you know, bear the fruit of the Spirit.
那个，我们看看那个加拉太书那个。
Let us turn to Galatians.
五章二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
这个我希望弟兄姐妹们，我们都把这个一共有几个果子啊？有没有数过？九个，是我家九个果子。那我们来看看这九个果子是什么。
So let us read this chapter, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And here we see, you know, there are nine fruits.
我们一起来读读看好不好
Let's read it together.
二十二、二十三啊，来。
圣灵所结的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止，
好不好
？But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. gentleness and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
圣经里面告诉我们，啊，圣灵，啊，有九种果子，那还有圣灵，还有一种果子是什么？还有一种果子是福音的果子，对不对？
So in the Bible here, it talks about nine fruits, but there's another fruit of the Spirit, and it is the fruit of the gospel.
那个福音的果子，你四福音里面，马太福音、马可、路加、约翰，通通都有提到。
And this fruit of the gospel is mentioned, you know, throughout the four gospels.
啊，我们来看看那个好，我现在不需要看 ，sorry，stop 一下子，呀，那个这几个果子里面呢，弟兄姐妹们啊，这个果子呢，圣灵的果子是里面的一个人的一个生命里面的果子。
And brothers and sisters, the fruit of the Spirit here is, you know, it's developed, you know, within our inner lives.
对不对？ Yeah. 那个福音的果子是什么？福音的果子是外显的。你带了很多很多很多的成群结队的人信主。
And the fruit of the gospel is, you know, outwards. It's manifested outwardly, you know, through, you know, bringing many others, to the faith.
那很多的时候啊，弟兄姐妹啊，那个尤其是传道人，他忙了结外面的果子，里面的果子忘记掉了，有没有？
And brothers and sisters, oftentimes, you know, evangelists or missionaries, they often are very busy with, you know, bearing those, the fruit on the outside, the fruit of the gospel, but sometimes they neglect the inner fruit, the fruit of the Spirit.
所以很多的时候啊，弟兄姐妹，哥林多前书告诉我们啊，当我们忙于结果子的时候啊，我们疏忽了我们里面的生命的成长，生命圣灵的果子了。
And that's why, you know, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about the importance of, you know, bearing, the, you know, the fruit of the Spirit.
有没有这样的例子啊？有，一个前些日子我在那个那个 internet 里面看到了什么？有一篇文章，就是那个韩国人有一个5000个人的教会，是不是啊？你们看过没有？朴牧师他有养老院，有神学院，有很多很多。结果有一天他到了天上去了。
There are a lot of examples, you know, and think about this Korean pastor, this pastor of, you know, a pretty big church. Their church, you know, had, you know, a seminary school. They had, you know, a place for the elderly. But, you know, one day, you know, he had to go to heaven.
他生病了以后 ,stroke 了以后，他的天使把他带到天上去了。到了天上去了，他有五千个会友，有他的资产有1.7个 US million， 呀，然后他看到他自己神为他准备的是破破烂烂的。
And so one time, you know, this pastor he had a stroke, and when he had this stroke, an angel lifted him up into heaven, and now, he's this pastor, you know, with, you know, a lot of church members, and it was a wealthy church. But when he went up to heaven, the angel showed him what was prepared for him, and it was just an unbuilt, a broken home, I guess.
天使对他讲，他说的，你没有送材料来，我没有办法建你的房子。
And the angel told him that you didn't, you know, prepare the supply, so I couldn't build this home for you.
他到了地下来了以后， 他把他的几部包车、轿车，通通都送掉。
When his spirit came back down, you know, and after he recovered, he decided to, you know, give away all of his, you know, vehicles.
Not vehicle, 他的汽车.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
His cars.
Yeah. 那我现在给大家要看看那个圣灵的果子啊。圣灵的果子是那个，我希望弟兄姐妹们，我们这个是一个件很重要很重要的圣经，你们每一个人都要把它背起来，好不好？每一个人把它背起来。
And brothers and sisters, this is a very important verse, so I would like all of us to memorize it.
我花了很多时间，这个我年纪大了，记忆不好，所以我会背，我可以。会的背的呀，这里面讲的那个这里面呢一共有九种果子，每三个是一个 category。
Now there are 9 fruits here that are listed, and for every 3 they belong to a category.
呀，这个第一个 category 呢，仁爱、喜乐啊、和平，这个三个是一个性质的，是一个性质的，是什么？是圣灵果子的那个本质，它的本质。所有下面的那个果子都要根据仁爱、喜乐、和平这三个果子。
So, the first three that are listed is love, joy, and peace, and these three are like the core, or what's been said?Yeah, it's the core, right? It's the core the core and the foundation of, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. And everything else that's listed afterwards has to be in alignment with love, joy, and peace.
你用这个 alignment 非常好，非常好 ，alignment 对齐，对齐。我记得很不久以前我就给弟兄姐妹讲过一个智慧的定义是什么？你们还记不记得？智慧在约翰的那个雅各书上面，那个
从神来的智慧，
上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺、满有怜悯、多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，是和平所栽种的义果，是不是啊？那个它最重要的两个字，它的本质是什么？先是清洁 pure， 然后第二个是那个后是和平。假使这个下面六项啊，那个怜悯这些跟下去的，有跟这个 pure 跟和平 contradicted 的时候，不一样的时候，那就不是了，不是了。所以真智慧必须要有是什么？第一个 pure， 第二个和平，其他下面的东西都要给它 align 起来。
And brothers and sisters, you remember last time when I talked about, you know, what is wisdom? And we talked about the chapter and the verse in James, chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, you know, but wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure.Then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. And so we see here that, you know, for wisdom, you know, everything has to be in alignment with, you know, being pure and peace-loving.
很好 yeah. 所以弟兄姐妹，这两节圣经，那个加拉太五章二十二节，然后呢，跟那个雅各书三章十七节，这两节圣经呢，我们要给它背了心里面，常常背。这个背了一个有一个好处呢，就是你提醒你自己，你做事，哎呀，这个事情与这个智慧不相合，这个事情与爱不相合，对不对？那我就不去做了。
So brothers and sisters, you know, these two places in the Bible we have to memorize, you know, and it's beneficial for us because it will remind us in life, you know, when we do things and we, you know, we think about, oh, you know, it's, you know, maybe this isn't in alignment with wisdom or it's not in alignment with what love is.
这也是弟兄姐妹们，也是我们一个行，一个基督徒做事的一个准则。
And this is also, you know, a principle for how we as Christians should live.
这个就是刚才就是说，我们不需要 prove， 我们要 improve， 对不对？我们要改变自己，改进自己，这个就是 improve。
And all this goes back to what we watched earlier about, you know, proving it versus improving. And here it's, for us, we want to improve. We want to keep changing ourselves.
Oh, 我勉励自己，也勉励大家，好不好？我们常常把这两节圣经啊，都能够把它背了心里面，就是常常记忆在我们记忆里面。我们做什么事情啊，说什么话，都是给这个两节圣经要相合。
So I encourage myself, but I also encourage all of you, you know, to constantly to remember these verses and put them in your heart, so that in whatever we say or whatever we do, we make sure that, you know, it's aligned with these verses.
那下面我们接下来看呢，忍耐、恩慈、良善。
And let's look at the next three fruits: patience, kindness.Goodness.
这三个 是什么？一个基督徒，你对你的弟兄姐妹，对外面的人，不对自己，对外面的。
And these three fruits are about how we as Christians should treat those, treat others.
这就是待人啊，我待那个我的 fellow man， 待我的 fellow brother， 就是说我必须要有什么。必须要忍耐、恩慈、良善。
And here, you know, it's telling us that the way we interact with others, with our fellow man, our fellow brothers and sisters, is to have patience, kindness, and goodness.
那个下面呢，信实、温柔、节制。最后三个 category， 最后一个 category 是什么？是什么？信实、温柔。节制，这三个，这三个是对谁的 ？You are right， 对我们自己的。这个是一个是待人，一个是待己的。这前面三个是他的本质，他的那个本来这个那个爱的性质。
So the last category, you know, the last three fruits are faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And these fruits pertain to ourselves. And so we see in these nine fruits, we see that there's the first three are about the core of the fruit of the Spirit. The second is about how we treat others. And the last three is about ourselves.
Yeah, 这个大家懂不懂了？回去去练习一下子啊。这个就是我们要带人带己的话，就是说什么呀？你这样呀，要温柔节制。信实啊，这个你对你自己温柔信实就是啊，我觉得这个真是好呀。所以这个圣灵所结的果子呢，一共九种，前面三种是他的本质，这个接下来的呢是对人，然后对己，好不好？我们把它记下来啊。
And so hopefully, these verses are, you know.Clear now to you, and that we can practice it in our lives.
我不晓得这个，我现在需要那个给大家讲这个人整个的主题是什么？主题是什么？
爱。
主题是爱。对了，主题是爱。所以这个你英文上的写的，有没有 English version 呢？好，你不打得太慢了，那个我来讲好了。English 就不是按照它原文翻译的 fruits of the spirit， 对不对？ 但是他那个原文写的 fruit of the spirit 是单数的，不是多数的，对不对？所以这九个那个 elements 就是一个，总而言之，同而言之，就是一个爱字。
So again, you know, just to remind everyone, the theme and the main topic of this verse is love. And we also know that, you know, in the English version, actually, even though we've been talking about fruits, in the English version, the word is fruit of the spirit, and it's not, you know, plural, it's singular.
这个很重要的，记住的，这是一个 foundation, 是给爱做你的一切的出发点，是你的原动力，是你的 motivation, 是你的。
And so this is really important to know, because, you know, here we see that love is the beginning point, and it's also the motivation for the fruit of the spirit.
好，我现在来给大家看啊，第一个，这个完全是由一个爱字可以表达这九种果子一个不同的 form 来表达。
And you know, it's through love that, you know, the other fruits, you know, are the other forms of what the fruit of love is like.
很好，那个第一个喜乐，喜乐是什么？可以用一个爱字来提，爱字来讲，就是爱的提升，那个爱的提升，那个喜乐，那个和平是什么？爱在安稳中，和和平平的爱在安稳中。然后忍耐，忍耐是什么？是爱的延长，爱的延伸。你这个人对我不好，我还是笑脸相迎啊。这个，因为我里面有爱嘛，这个爱的延长，这个我觉得翻得很好啊。
So you know, if you think about it, joy, you know, it's love, you know, kind of being you know, kind of being poured out, you know, elevated. Peace, you know, is love, you know, being in stability. And then patience is, you know, the love that is, you know, long-suffering and, you know, that is extended out to others, even when it may be difficult.
Yeah, 第三个是恩慈，是爱的温馨。
And then kindness is, you know, it's just love's warmth.
那个良善是什么？爱的仁慈，这个爱的仁慈啊，你对我不好，那个我还是也是对你蛮好的，爱的仁良善。他不做坏事，不做坏事来报复你。
And,
那个 OK.
And goodness is, you know, love, you know, acting, in kind. It's similar in kindness as well, but you know, it's like when people may do, mean things, we don't repay in kind.
那个。最后三个是信实，那个信实是爱的胜利，这个翻得很好，爱的胜利，都以一个爱字来表示啊。那这是温柔，就是什么爱的彰显，一个人很温柔，对不对？他温温柔柔的，他就彰显他这个人有爱，你对他一翻起脸孔，他也是还温温柔柔的回答你，平平稳稳的告诉这个温柔。节制是爱的锻炼，这个节制，这个爱的锻炼呢，这个锻炼呢，你天天都要做的功课，日常每一个人都该做的。
So you know, faithfulness is love, you know, being victorious, and then gentleness is, you know, love.You know, continuing to, what's the word? It's the exemplification of manifestation of love. Because, you know, when we have love, then we're also able to be gentle towards others. And then lastly, self-control, and that's just love being, you know, exercised, being used persistently.
Right. Very good translation. Yeah, very good. 那我今天我想我是给他给弟兄姐妹讲一个恩慈爱的温馨。
Today I want to also talk about love's the kindness or goodness.
Kindness or gentleman.
And gentleness.
Kindness
and gentleness.
都是个同一个。这个恩慈啊，其实是一个什么？其实圣经里面讲的是这个 extra mile。我不需要爱你的，但是因为神的爱，我还是爱你，还是爱你。
And 这个 what kindness here is you know the idea of going the extra mile, like even though you know.Someone or we may not deserve love, but because of God's love, we're going to go the extra mile to still love.
这里面我们看到仁爱喜乐和平一直带下来的是一个完全的爱，完全的爱。我们可不可以做得到完全的爱？做不做到？
And we see here that, you know, when it talks about love, joy, peace, you know, like all of this, it's describing a complete love. And, you know, how many of us can, you know, demonstrate this complete love?
Or perfect love.
This perfect love.
Yeah. 那个只有耶稣做到了，只有耶稣做到了。
And only Jesus accomplished that.
我给大家看一节圣经好不好？约翰福音19章26节27节。
Let us turn to, you know, John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27.
这个时候，耶稣在哪里呀？我不是你呀，
十字架上。
在十字架上，他在干什么？他痛苦万分的。我跟你讲，他不是在平常的时候啊，他最辛苦、最煎熬的时候。
In this verse, you know, Jesus spoke these words when he was hanging on the cross, and you know, he was not saying these words on an ordinary time. He was on the cross, and he was in a lot of suffering and a lot of pain.
我们读读看好不好？来，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
又对那门徒说：“
看你的母亲。”
从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
弟兄姐妹们，我读到这里的时候啊，我心里好感动啊。他是最辛苦钉十字架的时候，然后他看到他门徒跟他的妈妈两个人。
And brothers and sisters, when I read this, I was so touched because Jesus was in deep suffering at that time, but he saw, you know, his disciple and his mother.
他看到他的母亲，他说：“看啊，看啊，看你的孩子，看你的儿子，对不对？”那他讲这个话的时候，心里面很痛苦啊，很痛苦到一个程度啊。他可以不讲，因为耶稣有几个弟弟啊，有几个妹妹啊，最少有三个弟弟，最少有两个妹妹，他们可以照顾他的，他可以不讲的。所以这个是什么 ？Extra mileage.
And so Jesus, when he said these words, you know, to his mother, like, "Here's your son," you know, he was in the most painful and suffering moment, but and he didn't even have to say this because, you know, he had two other brothers and at least two other sisters who could have taken care of Mary, but he still went the extra mile.
我这里有一个问题，读到这里的时候， 你想想看，假设你是耶稣的话，啊，你是耶稣的话，你为什么多了这一句话呢？对约翰讲呢，他说：“看看你的母亲，对不对？他也有他的孩子嘛，他为什么说他的？找一个外面的门徒来说呢？看看你的母亲。”弟兄姐妹有什么感受？他坏，他要讲这句话。
So, a question that I want to bring up is, you know, why do you think that Jesus, you know, said this? Even though Mary had other children who could have taken care of her, why did he, say this to John, a disciple, one of his disciples who wasn't related to Mary?
有没有想过？我跟你讲啊，几个门徒里面，约翰就是爱的使徒，天天靠了耶稣的心胸。他跟那个门徒有什么事情的时候，不敢问耶稣的时候，就问约翰，你去跟他讲，对不对？
And among the disciples, you know, John was the closest to Jesus. And you know, when the other people or disciples had questions that they were afraid to ask Jesus themselves, they would, you know, ask John to ask the question.
另外一方面讲，因为约翰那个时候，耶稣的兄弟姐妹没有一个在，没有一个在，只有约翰在他旁边。所以约翰呢，也是一个 extra mileage。他说：“妈妈，你跟我走吧，跟我走。”啊，我看到这里，我心里面有一个很大的一个震动。很少人能够做到这个，尤其是在现在这个时代。
And so, if you think about it, you know, even John, he was a man who was able to go the extra mile because when he was at that moment at the cross, Jesus' brothers and sisters were not there, but he was still there, and yet he was also still willing to say, you know, to take, you know, Mary, and treat her as his mother.
这个在耶稣的眼里面，心里面，他是觉得约翰接他母亲走，比他的哥哥啊，比他的弟弟妹妹们更好。对不对？因为他有爱心嘛，是不是？所以他说：“约翰，你带我母亲。”就是这样子。
And if you think about it, you know, this is a really difficult thing, even in our day and age. But here, you know, Jesus, you know, he saw John, a man who has love, and he felt like John could take, take, you know, good care, you know, better care of his mother than his other siblings who were not there.
那么我讲到这里的时候，我就想到我们以马内利圣经教会里面有一个基督徒，啊，他把他的妈妈、爸爸一定要他从台湾搬到美国来住。
And what this reminds me of is a church member who.When he came here, he wanted to bring his parents and move them over to the U.S.
妈妈已经80多岁了，爸爸上了90岁了。
His mother is already, you know, 80 plus years old, and his father is also, you know, 90 plus years old.
乘飞机、乘汽车不是很方便的。
And you know, getting a taxi, going on a plane is not a convenient thing for them.
尤其是父亲那个记忆、讲话、走路都是很辛苦了。
And you know, especially for his father, you know, even walking and you know, talking was a difficult task.
我讲到这里的时候，我就是要讲到我自己的母亲。
And you know when I'm talking here, you know I'm talking about you know my own mother.
弟兄姐妹们啊，我们这个在世的时间呢、啊，你能一个人啊，年纪越大，年纪越大越老啊，就越想到他的父母亲。
And brothers and sisters, you know, as a person gets older in age, you know, they think more and more about their parents.
当我母亲在晚年的时候。
During the later years of my mother,
她本来在一个养老院，这个养老院就是说挂了基督徒的名字，开了一个那个养老院，什么人都收，佛教徒，什么徒都收，而且里面还有观世音。
And my mother was living at a nursing home and.In this nursing home, they accepted a lot of different like religions, and they had idols there too.
弟兄姐妹，我想到这个地方的时候，就觉得很有那个没有 extra mileage， 没有特别的啊，那个。我母亲睡在观世音旁边。
And when I thought about when I think about this, I feel like that this nursing home did not you know take the extra mile because my mother was sleeping basically next to one of the idols.
她在里面的时候。管子插了、啊、身体每一个地方都插管子。
And when she was in this nursing home, she had a lot of, you know, tubes, you know, attached to her.
那个后来我帮她找了一个养老院。
So I found her another nursing home.
啊，那个养老院很好。
And this nursing home was really good.
长话短说，那个长话短说，那个在一个风雨交加的日子里，我坚持要把他带到那个基督教的那个养老院里面去。
And so, to make the story short, even though during that time it was very difficult.I persisted in taking my mother to this Christian nursing home.
去了两三天以后，所有的管子都插掉，都离开了她。
And when she was there for a couple of days, you know, they were able to take out all of those tubes.
那我就在我那个地方，在养老院里面陪她。一个月。
And I spent 1 month with my mother there at that nursing home.
啊，我没有把我爸爸，我没有把我妈妈接到美国来。
But I wasn't able to bring her over to the United States.
所以我看到这个姐妹以后，我就心里也是，哎呀，很多事情啊，我们弟兄姐妹啊，要孝顺你们的父母。
And so when I think about that sister from that church, you know, I think about all of us and brothers and sisters, we should all really honor our parents.
那个，我刚才的故事还没有完毕。
And the story that I was telling is not finished.
那个时候，他们来到美国，大概一个礼拜左右，一个礼拜多一点点。或者是两个礼拜，这个时间。
And for that other sister, when her parents came over for a week or two,
yeah, 那个女婿就把他的 apartment 房子啊什么都弄好了。
And that woman, she, you know, prepared her home, her apartment, for the parents.
有那么一天，结果他那个爸爸忽然之间身体有一个很大的变化。
And but suddenly one of those days, the father suddenly had a something come up physically.
在这个以前的一个礼拜。
Because prior, before that happened a week ago,
他的孙子孙女都从别的州里面来看到他的 the grandpa.
Because you know, a week before that happened, his grandchildren all came to visit him.
想不到不到一个礼拜左右啊，有一天的晚上，他那个女儿儿子女婿都在他家里的时候，那个他爸爸看着他们叹了一口气，那个时候身体不好的叹了他一口气，孩子们就女儿跟女婿赶快就到爸爸那里去，就抱着他爸爸，结果他爸爸在他那个女儿女婿的手里面最后一口气回天家了。
So you know, not only, and just a week later, you know, they were at the house, you know, with his son, his daughter-in-law, he was looking at them. The father was looking at them, and he sighed, and then, you know, his daughter and daughter-in-law, they rushed over to make sure it was okay, and then, you know, he breathed his last and went to his heavenly home.
起先他们不明白为什么爸爸来了美国啊，这样子的走了。后来他忽然之间发现了，哎呀，他的孙子、他的孩子，统统都在一起。啊，就是圣经上有一句话，就是说，耶和华看圣徒之死，结为什么？结为宝贵呀。
And so at first they didn't really understand why, you know, it had to happen this way for the father to come over to the U.S. only to pass away about 2 weeks later. And, you know, they thought about it more later and realized that, you know, in the Bible it says that, you know, the death of his saints, you know, God treats it as precious. It's precious in his sight.
弟兄姐妹们啊，我们就是说要知道，人会做错事情，神永远不会做错事情。
Brothers and sisters, you have to remember, you know, like, yes, as people, you know, we may make mistakes, but God doesn't.
弟兄姐妹，那个，他的孩子们啊，就后来在那个追思礼拜了，他们就觉得，哎呀，这个神真是爱他们。啊，他那个老妈也是这样的。哎呀，到了这里，看到 grandchildren， 看到孩子，他平平安安的走了，平平安安的走了。真是神的恩典。
And during the funeral, you know, they, you know, the whole family realized, you know, God is truly so good to them, because, you know, he was able to come to the U.S. and see his children and even his grandchildren, and he passed away peacefully.
我想我今天讲的话就是，讲的这个地方，那个弟兄姐妹，我把想，我本来我还是想讲那个接字的，我想我们自己。那个我讲义上的话，你们也可以查查经文也可以啊，也可以大概晓得一个。我最主要的原因呢，就是我希望我们弟兄姐妹呢能够有一个祷告啊，我们就三个人一组，三个人一组的啊，有一个祷告。那个我刚才提到的那个神的爱呀，是那个九种果子，这个果子呢就是一个神的爱啊。这个有仁爱、喜乐、和平是它的本质，然后 忍耐，忍耐恩慈良善，是我们待人，然后那个信实温柔节制，是我们对自己的。弟兄姐妹，我把这个给大家看，就是说我们每一个每一个人都有缺少，啊，有的时候我们有忍耐，那有的时候我们有缺少某一项的啊，就是说，就是说我们可以就是说一起来祷告，好不好？有一个时间，我们三个人一组，好不好？那个姐妹跟姐妹，弟兄跟弟兄，我们有大概10分钟的祷告，好不好？就是我们为我们所缺的来祷告，好不好？
So brothers and sisters, there's more on the paper that I gave out, and you guys can read the verses on your own. But what I want to share with you guys again is for us to think about those fruits of the Spirit, and for us to, you know, spend some time to pray together, because we all, you know, may have parts of the fruit of the Spirit that we're lacking, and so let us spend some time to pray about those.
好，那我们就在那个谨慎你来算时间，好不好？算那个一刻钟。
好，OK，
算一刻钟。
我们到12:45。